So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to Day 8 of Part 3. Now, as you're doing this exercise, there's always the danger, I guess, of it becoming a little bit analytical. So as you're sitting there imagining the other person, you might sort of imagine alleviating perhaps some of their anger or some of their kind of frustration, insecurity, whatever it might be. But then immediately in their mind, a thought might sort of pop up, well, why should I? They did this. And then before you know it, you're back into replaying that conversation you had with them or replaying the situation that led to you feeling the way that you do. Now, it's really important to remember that's not part of the exercise. This isn't an analytical exercise. So it's important to recognize when the mind spins off in that way that that's thinking. Doesn't matter whether it's thinking related to that person, this exercise, or whether it's thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow. It's still thinking. And it's important to keep that sort of space, if you like, between yourself and thought. To realize, to be aware when the mind wanders off, gets distracted in that way. And in that moment when you realize that it has been distracted, to come back to the visualization and to come back to that idea of an exchange taking place. So no matter what thoughts arise in the mind, realizing when the mind has wandered, when it's become distracted, and coming back to the object of meditation, which of course in this case is a visualization, but with the feeling of the breath sort of running through that visualization and facilitating that exchange. But for now, as always, just take a moment to get comfortable, have a wriggle around if you need to. And with the eyes open, just taking some nice big deep breaths. And with the next exhalation, just feeling the eyelids close as you become more aware of that physical contact, of any sounds, any smells, just really bringing the mind into the physical senses now. And now in your own time, you can just start at the top of the head and just scan your way down through the body. Becoming more aware of the sensations and more aware of the underlying mood or emotions that might be sort of around for you right now. And then just pausing briefly, just to ask yourself, why are you doing what you're doing today? And how can that benefit the people around you in your life? And then just resting the mind once again on that rising and falling sensation. Just resting the attention on the natural rhythm of the breath. As you continue to follow the breath, bringing to mind that person now, whoever it is. And no matter what the feelings are, no matter what the resistance is, just committing to the exercise. Even if at first it feels a bit mechanical, just sort of going through the motions, just staying with that and just watching as that exchange begins to take place. And as you witness that person being in a happier, more contented, kinder space. So just staying with that now. And having watched that exchange take place, a sense of softening perhaps beginning in the mind. Now just allowing the mind a sense of freedom, space to do whatever it wants, just for a short while. And now just bringing the attention back once again to the body, back to those feelings, the sensations in the body, any sounds. So you just start to re-engage the physical senses. Opening the eyes. Clear how you feel. And clear about your intention to be aware, to be present, empathetic throughout the day today. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So, hopefully, one thing that's starting to become increasingly obvious as we do this exercise, especially in part three, is that ultimately there is no thing, no one, no situation which cannot be used in a skillful way to increase understanding in the mind and to increase the sense of empathy or compassion or understanding that we have for those around us. So that starts to really sort of, you know, starts to shake things up, to change things, because all of a sudden we're no longer running from difficult situations. We, of course, we might still resist them a little bit. We don't necessarily want them, but we're no longer running away from them. When a difficult situation happens, it's an opportunity. And that's not in some kind of cliche, sort of corny, sort of self-development kind of way. See it as an opportunity instead of a challenge. There is a genuine opportunity in the moment to bring about this sense of exchange whereby we breathe in to discomfort, to our own discomfort. And at the same time, we relate. We move closer towards the difficulties of others, we begin to relate to those, so we understand them. So we're no longer reacting so strongly. Instead, we're responding. And when we respond, we can genuinely see things with perspective, with clarity, with a sense of kindness and understanding. It doesn't mean that we just allow other people to walk over us. There's nothing clear or smart about that. But what it does mean is that when somebody is kind of very aggressive or hurtful in some way, we're able to respond to that person from a place of calm and clarity. And that is what's going to start to make the difference in relationships in your life. But I'll come back tomorrow with a few more tips for how you can maybe just get a little bit more out of this exercise, other situations you can apply it to, with day 9 of part 3. I'll see you then.